Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But then, as you said, it just gets acrimonious. Like, you and I have talked about it. We had an agent, and sometimes it's like, you know what? What do I have an agent for? I could do this. And then sometimes you need an agent when things get a little sideways. So it varies. And I don't think any two cases are exactly the same. But in this case, he wants to go someplace else. And now I think it's one of the better things he's done in the last few months is to put this out there. And then, as we said, the onus is on the Ravens to then say, well, what are you talking about? What's going on here?
Yeah, because part of it is he's trying to be private about this out of respect to the franchise to do this behind closed doors. Part of what agents do is they put stuff out there publicly to put pressure on you, on the opposing party to do something. Whether it is make statements publicly to put you on record or, Mike, maybe to make a move when you're not hearing from them and they're not saying anything. And so, Lamar, this is a smart move to say, hey, Ravens, ball's in your court. What do you guys want to do? Because now you know where I'm at and you guys know what I've done as far as this request and what I'm thinking. So,
and then the other part of it is guaranteed money. I mean, the owners – nobody was happy that Jimmy Haslam gave the type of contract to Deshaun Watson. And if you feel that, and a lot of us do, you know, we call it collusion, but it's still, it's not to me, it's a gray area. It's not as black and white because of the injury history with Lamar Jackson and the total amount of money that he's looking for. But owners don't want to start setting that precedent or continue the precedent, which they're trying to create as an aberration, Carl. That's not the rule. That's the exception, what he did.
So that is out there. We'll get to an NFL blitz. Real quick, Mike was out this weekend, and I got to give a big shout-out to Crawford McCarthy because I know he's listening. I'm sure his boys are listening as well. We were out. We're about to tee it up. We do. We're about hole four, and he says, got to be honest with you. I said, what's up? I didn't think it was you. What do you mean? I didn't think I was playing with the real Carl Dukes. I saw, man. They told me in the clubhouse that you were playing, and so I said, what are you talking about? He says, I texted my boys today, and I said, I'm playing with Carl, and I don't know if this is the real him, and his boys are killing him. This is not the real guy. It's a fake guy. So for some reason, like, there's a fake Dukes out there. So he's talking to me, ended up having a great round with him. We had some birdie shots. Bottom line is, I made a video for his boys, and I told him how displeased I was with them thinking that I was like a bot or something that wasn't real. Like, I wasn't a guy that was going to show up and play. And long story short, he sent it to his boys. And I want to give those guys a big shout out. I don't know all their names, but literally I saw some of the responses. So, Crawford, appreciate you. But literally, Mike, sometimes you got to make people, you know, believe. And I sent his boys that video. And I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's me. Hey, man, it's me. So these guys start texting him back. And we had a good time out there. But I want to give him a big shout out because that was just – it's kind of weird, and I know you get it, but it's like, no, we're real people. I know we're coming through this device, however you're accessing the show, but we're real people. We do real things.
I know that people get mad. If you're not a dog lover, you get aggravated when you see people just post nothing but dog photos, and I am one of those guys guilty as charged. But I had people down to me at Noonan this week, and it had nothing to do with me. They recognized Ike.
The dog.
Yeah, so through that, they figured it was me.
That's great.
But we always, as Carl says, without you, there is no us. We do appreciate it. Shout out to Tyler and his buddies, the guys that I met down there in Noonan this weekend. But, yeah, Sunday, it just, the rain was nuts. Saturday, you had a window to get out there in the afternoon and do some things. And then yesterday, man, holy shnikes. But then again, as I said on Twitter, I have become my father. I'm those progressive ads. Really needed that rain for that lawn.
Yeah, right. It was not that much rain.
No, it was the machine gun hail I could do without it, like, you know, midnight.
We've had so much rain, though. Seriously. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't know how long you guys have been. I don't know if anybody remembers this much rain that we've had. Either way, hopefully it'll get nice.
You got a place on the lake. You won't be looking at any dirt rings, okay?
No,
you have a nice high water level.
Yeah, water's high everywhere. All right, man, it's Dukes and Bell with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
What's going on around the NFL? Well, first and foremost, Bobby Wagner, Mike's going back to where he built a Hall of Fame resume. He is going in the Hall of Fame. Guy's been multiple-time All-Pro. Seahawks announced Saturday they've agreed terms with him. He's a free agent linebacker. Played with the Rams last year. It's a one-year contract, $7 million. Cowboys are talking to him. There are numerous teams talking to him. But he goes back to where it all started. And then a lot of people are saying, this is probably it. Like, this might be his last year.
Yeah, I mean, some folks would say wherever he played down the road, he would have probably signed a one-day contract at some point. But he's going to play some football this year and hopefully contribute to the Legion of Boom 2.0. And if they decide to maybe draft a guy like Jalen Carter and Wagner's back, and all of a sudden, man, you're really getting things together. Because that defense resembled nothing like those Super Bowl-caliber Seahawks teams, you know, earlier last decade.
Not at all. Robert Saleh, by the way, on the record saying that Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet. Okay, Robert, what do you know that we don't know?
This thing, it really comes down to the Packers trying to grind a first-round pick out of the Jets. And a lot of folks are saying, well, I can't give a first-round pick because there's no guarantee this guy's going to play more than 1 year, which I understand. Some people say it's a two and a conditional pick somewhere, doesn't seem like a lot, but
I kind of agree with that, man. Listen, the age is a factor. Aaron could play another 3 years, which would be great for the Jets. But if he doesn't, so Robert Saleh came out confident that Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback in 2023. He'd love to see Odell Beckham catching passes from Aaron Rodgers. Yep. Okay, here we go again with these all-star teams.
He's spending the Jets' money, and I don't know if they have all that money. But, yeah, remember the Eagles? Not the Super Bowl Eagles, but the Eagles, what, Chris, 10, 15 years ago?
That's
they tried
right.
to put that all-star team together, and it was all free agency, and it was a big fat nothing.
He says,
Nnamdi Asomugha and companies got paid.
Vince Young went.
Yeah,
it was everybody. It was like, who else? Again, who wanted to go there?
Right.
So he says, I'm not hitting the panic button. I'm confident things are going to work out. You guys know me. I'm very positive, very optimistic. I'm confident that things are going to go the way we're hoping. But at the same time, it's not going to eat at me. So it's been 13 days since the Packers quarterback was on Pat McAfee giving the public comments about the Jets. But for what it's worth, Robert Saleh is here. And by the way, this was at today's owners' meetings.
Right.
So Saleh is saying this today, like, he's going to be a Jet. Okay, we'll see if that, in fact, happens. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's hear Darrell Revis, Big Bo, on the possibility of Aaron Rodgers joining the Jets. This is Revis Island, one of the best corners to do it. And he was asked the question about Aaron Rodgers.
I would tell Aaron to, you know, come in humble. I would tell him to come in and embrace the city as the best he can. It's definitely a tough market, but I believe with Aaron's tangibles and what he brings to this table as a Super Bowl champion quarterback, I believe he has weapons at every position. And I think that's something now as Jet fans, as Jet lovers, that we can see some high-scoring games. We can see some big victories. I think last year, as you watched the team, it came down to a few points of, you know, the team losing by, you know, 3 points or less, 5 points or less. And I think having a superstar quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, he can definitely put points on the board very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mike, you've said this. New York is going to be different than Green Bay.
It just is. And I know that everyone says, well, you know, he does national media. Yeah, having the national media come in for a playoff week is not every single day having 17 guys around your locker room, all with papers where people still read newspapers, you know, whether it's digitally or something in your hands on the train to work each day, and reporters and columnists who have edge. And it's not, as we say, I joked around, some guy says, is it really an Appleton Pudwacker? No, I'm just saying. You know, like the Appleton newspaper and the Milwaukee Journey Sentinel is different from the four guys from New York Newsday, the Daily News, the Post, the Times, the Jersey papers. They get under your skin. You ever see the movie 61 that Billy Crystal directed?
It was great.
Think of those guys, except they're worse now, the guys who wouldn't give Roger Maris any sleep.
It's true. We'll see how that all shakes out. Meanwhile, you want to talk about a flex? Today, Bill Belichick, head coach of the Patriots, was asked about the longest Super Bowl odds of his tenure. Since he's been there, the Patriots have never had the longer odds, and they do going into this upcoming season. Now, the draft could change that. We'll see. But you want to know his answer? When he was asked about it, he told the fans, the last 25 years, he basically said, I built this.
Who built this?
Me. Last 25 years, and you guys are complaining about Super Bowl odds? Like, literally, Belichick just flexed and was like, all you got to do is look at the last 25 years. He's about to be 71 years old, Mike. Mm-hmm. He's 18 wins away from the great Don Shula.
Yes, and we can't let this happen. as a guy that had Dolphin tickets. Look, it's pretty simple. When you've got Tom Brady, you can get away with your crazy draft styles and you're saying no to guys where they're supposed to get paid because you've got a guy that can bail you out. And when you don't have that, and then last year, I got to be honest, I think last year was the worst year in Belichick's career. Maybe I'll put that up against anything he did when he was learning how to coach with the Browns by trying to put Matt Patricia into the everybody and their uncle from Worcester, Mass, okay, Cal, all the way across the country knew this was not going to work, and it didn't. And you even got your quarterback, Mac Jones, going, what are we doing? Yeah. Now look, Bill O'Brien hopefully can bring some semblance of normalcy to that offense. But, I mean, Belichick, guys, it's like you're going to remember the Super Bowl years in the run. You're not going to remember the down years, which he's now into. They're never going back to the Super Bowl, I'm telling you.
No, they're not winning one. Now, I've said that since Brady right. left. But, yeah, he literally flexed, was like, what about the last 25 years? You people would be nothing without me. Right. That's kind of what he said.
Well, I mean, look, he's not lying, but, you know, it is. Look, Bumbles has built an unbelievable machine. And no one can replicate the way he operated. But again, this is getting pretty simple to figure out. When you do have the GOAT under center, it does gloss over some of the other deficiencies in your organization.
No doubt. John Lynch says Brock Purdy has earned the right to start for the 49ers. Now, that's all fine and dandy. Here's my question. And all of this is going down in Phoenix at the owners' meeting, so everybody's out there. I'm talking. Everybody's talking. Why did you spend the picks to go get Trey Lance? Like, if you're telling me this, and Lance is coming off of this injury, and right. he's going to be healthy, you're now basically saying if Brock Purdy is healthy, he's our guy. Mike, the Lance thing, that was a fail. If that's the situation, you wasted picks, and you're ultimately probably going to have to trade him, and you're not going to get those picks back in what you traded to get Trey Lance for you when you moved to go get him.
No, and it never made. That's another thing we just talked about. Like, where we are with the Patriots, it never made sense to anyone at the time either with Trey Lance. And now you find yourself without a quarterback. You actually would be better off had Garoppolo had one more year on his deal, if you're honest.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. You and I argue about this. I believe in Purdy because he's surrounded by great talent. I don't know if you put Purdy on the Jets, would he do the same thing? I don't know. But do you think Purdy is that guy? You're still lukewarm on. I mean,
I just am.
Won a playoff game. He did win some road games.
I think you said this to me. You said if you put Desmond Ridder in that situation,
could he have done the same thing?
Best defense in the league.
Seven skilled position players. I'm talking about Kittle, talking about one of the best O-lines. Well, a very good offensive line.
Right?
Right.
Could he have won those games?
Brandon Ayuk, two running backs that can catch the ball to the backfield. Debo Samuel. They got a lot of weapons on that team.
Now, I don't know, man. I'm hearing John Lynch, and I like what Lynch has done, but I'm like, really, you're ready to make that commitment? Now, he did say there will be a competition, but if Purdy is healthy, he is the front runner to start.
Right. The funniest thing is we know nothing about Trey Lance, and we know about as much as about Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love's the guy who's going to have to step up in Green Bay. You got to validate that first-round pick.
Yeah.
And it's history repeating itself because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers taught Jordan Love anything. Brett Favre certainly didn't want to have anything to do with Aaron Rodgers when they drafted him.
No doubt. Real quick, Sean Payton says they are not trading away Cortland Sutton, that is, right. and Jerry Jeudy. They're two receivers. Remember last year?
They were supposed to be on the trading block.
There was some tension there, and for whatever reason, Russell Wilson and those guys were not on the same page.
So there's still some concern that Sean Payton's going to want more weapons, so maybe they still do draft a wide receiver, or at least in the first three picks they go get another wide receiver. But those guys have got talent. Again, tremendous college talent. Can Sean Payton get the most out of them?
Coming up, we'll talk about our Falcons. They are also at the owners' meetings, but Terry Fontenot's speaking about a variety of things. Wait till you hear what he has to say next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up, we'll talk more about our Atlanta Hawks. They play again tomorrow against the Cavaliers Friday at Brooklyn. Countdown is on, man. We only got like two more weeks of basketball regular season, and then we're going to see where we fall when it comes to the playoffs. But what is the fundamental flaw with our team? We'll get back into that coming up. Yeah, man, no man, in about 20 minutes here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, let's talk about our general manager. As we said, the owners' meetings are going on in Phoenix. What's happening with our Falcons?
And by the time I get to Phoenix, we'll be rising.
Falcons.com did an interview with Terry Fontenot, our general manager. And listen, he addressed some of the things that have happened, some of the things that may happen. Don't fool yourself. This eighth overall pick thing is big. It's huge. We can't get it wrong. It can't be a guy that's a buster and doesn't help our football team immediately, okay? So from a position standpoint, I know we're all going back and forth. Oh, I don't want this. I don't want that. But at the end of the day, we need a dude. We need a guy that's going to come in and immediately impact our football team at eight. Who's that going to be? Who is that guy?
Well, if history has taught us anything the last 20 years, 99% of the fan base will be disappointed coming up on Friday when we're doing the show after that first pick. A lot of guys, you see the same mock drafts we have. Edge rusher, corner. Corner, edge rusher. Seems to be the consensus amongst the so-called experts.
All right. Let's hear Terry Fontenot talk about what went on at this year's NFL Combine. Now, they were there. He spoke. Arthur Smith did not. Apparently, Arthur Smith is going to speak here over the next couple of days at the owners' meetings. Okay. So we'll see if we hear what he has to talk about.
I mean,
as far as
we need to score more points.
Well, we know, Coach. That's a big part of this. And by the way, does that influence you? Does that influence this draft where he goes, we need to score more points. I need another offensive weapon.
The greatest Falcons season, well, 98 was pretty good too. But 2016 is we had a great offense and a good enough, barely good enough defense. And that could be your business model again.
I don't know if it influences. I think he's going to try to do what's right for the team. But if he feels like he's got all the pieces on offense, then maybe they do go defense. This is Fontenot on the Combine.
Yeah, it was really cool. It's a productive time because you can do that. Right now we're doing some 30 visits. Like right. We met with a few guys this morning. But getting to sit with a player face-to-face, and that's really important. That's really good. Ask questions. Our scouting department does such a good job building the profile of these players. But then when you get to meet them in person, that human element really takes over, and you get a good feel for them. So it's been really productive.
So he's just talking generally about players and all the work that's done. By the way, speaking of players and busters, Bryan Edwards, who was here with us last year, signed with the Saints. He is reunited with Derek Carr. They were with the Raiders. Before he came here, he was with the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, we had high hopes for this guy. And nothing happened. I mean, literally nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I mean, to the point where you're like...
Hey, he had one catch.
Yeah. But, I mean, we really...
He did?
We had a
show. I don't remember it.
I think we had a show here, and I literally go, oh, I'm like... Yeah, like, oh, Bryan Edwards got released. Like, I thought he was released 3 weeks ago. You know, I mean, you didn't know what... He was one of those, like, healthy scratches in hockey. You're like, what? You know, yeah. I mean, he literally would not even dress.
So, he is now a Saint. So, we'll get a chance to see him in this division. I only mentioned that talking about we need a dude. He was not one of those guys last year. Terry Fontenot also talking about, and this is, again, courtesy of Falcons.com, Tori McElhaney did this interview with Terry, and she asked him about, you know, what they're looking for when they bring guys in at this point during the year.
Well, I think it comes down to none of us are perfect, and we have to kind of get comfortable with that we aren't. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Well, you may be perfect. I'm not.
But, not at all.
But we come down to that we're all flawed human beings. Yeah. But do we love football? Are we passionate about what we do? And off the field, whether we've made mistakes or whether we've done some, are we self-aware and are we constantly trying to improve?
Okay.
I mean, yes, technically there's nobody that was – well, there's one perfect person, but I mean –
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, but you're trying to minimalize, I guess, try to get the person with the least flaws, one would imagine, as a personnel person, especially when it comes to flaws on the football field.
Yeah, I don't, but, you know, there are things that turn you off as a team or general manager from particular players, and then there are things that you just go, all right, I'm willing to take a chance, right? It's like the Jalen Carter situation.
Yeah, I just,
right?
And do you take anything from that and apply that to Jalen Carter?
I do. I think when he talks about, you know, we're not perfect people, no, you're not. But are you willing to overlook these mistakes that have been made and know that, hey, these guys are going to grow and they're going to mature and they're going to become better human beings? I think that's what Terry's saying. But at the end of the day, for me, Mike, it's just, listen, give me the best guys. Like, here's the other part about the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're just talking about what Terry Fontenot is talking about as far as where the team's at and where the front office is, owners' meetings going on today. If it doesn't work, cut him. Like, sometimes you have to take a chance. And if it doesn't work, Mike, right? Now, if you draft a guy in the first round, I get the cost implications. Right. I understand that. But the other
side.
And
you'll be forever tied to that.
Correct. But this isn't Major League Baseball. You're not paying him for 10 years.
No.
You know, you're not paying a guy his fully guaranteed contract in the NBA. If it doesn't work, you move on. If you have that many doubts or reservations about a guy, but sometimes it's just talent. And if a guy is that overwhelming, you go, I can't pass on him. But that's what he's saying is we've got to try to get the best guys.
Yeah, and the Jalen Carter thing is the one that it's going to be so fascinating for Falcon fans. I mean, you could argue, and I hate to say it like this because I'd love the opportunity for us to draft him, but maybe the best case scenario is he does go at 5 to Seattle, then you don't have to worry about, you know, I mean, to me, what a tremendous talent. If he gets to 8, and then the other side of this is he's now – moving to professional football, do you say, yes, I surround him with good veterans and Grady? But again, but if a guy is a screw-up, I'm not saying he is, but some would say a screw-up's a screw-up, and no matter how many good people and good intentions you surround him with or try to, you know, apply, doesn't work. But this guy could be the game-changer, especially when you have his talent and the gaping hole that has been that type of player that we just have not had on this football team in decades.
No doubt. Terry Fontenot was asked about the organization in the front office. What are they focused on right now?
Yeah, it's 24/7, 365, right? So our goal going into free agency is we want to touch every level and add to every position. We want to improve the total team. And we have to bring in the right kind of players. We want to bring in versatile players. They got to be smart, tough, and highly competitive. They have to fit our ethos. That's the important factor. So with that, we're going to continue to dig and find football players, even when sometimes in that first wave of free agency it's the big-ticket guys. But constantly, whether we're talking about leading up to the draft, after the draft, once the season starts.
They have to fit our ethos, Mike. That's his statement. I don't know about you guys, but, like, I would hope there's no general manager, no matter what team you're talking about. Like, yeah, I want the laziest guy out there. Like, the dude that doesn't run hard, that's the guy I want to draft. Look, the guy that goes half-assed, that's the one I want on my team. Like, everybody has an ethos. Everybody wants all these guys that play hard all the time. I mean, who's sitting there going, you know, that guy didn't run that route hard. I want him on the team.
Well, then, you know, it goes back to, like, Al Davis just went. I mean, when the Raiders were really, really good, and Al Davis would take guys either as free agents that were considered damaged goods or guys as, you know, in the draft that maybe other teams didn't see the talent. And his thing was, like, I just need a team of just killers. I mean, badasses. I mean, that we've talked about a little bit of swagger, a little bit of edge. And that's something which at times this team has had. I got to be honest, you know, you go back, and it's funny because it's so long ago now, but the 98 team had those dudes.
Yeah.
Had guys, you know, Big Chuck Smith and Big Play Ray and Biscuit and all these dudes that had some edge to them, you know, and it does matter. Jamal Anderson, I mean, that guy was, you know, he was a badass before he blew his knee out. You know, you had those kind of players that had swagger. And at times we've had pieces. But, yeah, I mean, I get it. You don't want to have a team of knuckleheads, and you can have a whole team of, like, misfits, and it doesn't work together. The pieces don't come together.
No, not at all. I mentioned the owners' meetings are going on. Apparently Robert Kraft is speaking right now, Mike. He has just said that he believes in Bill Belichick still, but he did say, I thought changes needed to be made after last season. I think he's talking about the staff.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, I mean, the Boston papers, even that's the thing about Belichick, despite all his accomplishments today, he basically said, screw you guys, I've given you the best 25 years of football you've ever had. But, you know, even the Boston papers, when they went to this Matt Patricia, Joe Judge thing as offensive coordinator, even the Boston papers said this ain't going to work. We said it. We're not even up in Boston. No. It just made no sense.
On Mac Jones, he says, I'm a big fan of Mac. We experimented with some things last year that didn't work. We made changes to put those positions to excel. That's Robert Kraft.
You just talked about culture and ethos and guys coming together. There were, speaking of the Boston papers, articles came in, I guess it was Friday or Saturday, that half the team was behind Bailey Zappe.
Yep.
And that, you know, some guys were not Mac Jones guys. So that's the kind of stuff that can rip a team apart. That happened with the Eagles with Donovan McNabb.
No doubt. Kraft is speaking, as I said. I'm wondering if, you know, a majority of the owners speak, and we're going to get a chance to hear what they say. Now, a lot of this stuff will be team specific, but some of this is going to come out about Lamar and some of this other stuff. So I'm curious to see as we get more information today and into tomorrow with the owners' meetings that are going on. Last but not least, Terry Fontenot talking about why they targeted Jesse Bates. He was the number one safety on the free agent market. He's a Falcon. Why'd you go get him?
Yeah, everything we talk about and we talk about, it starts with the makeup. And there's a certain profile of players you want to bring in. Smart, tough, highly competitive. They need to have a certain skill set and be really good at playing football, and yet the makeup is very important, and he has all the characteristics that we look for, and we obviously have a coach here in the secondary that overlapped with him, and so we know him really well, and we want players that are not only going to be good at their position, but they're going to make people around them better, and he's done that through his career, so very excited to get Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Terry could have just said, he plays well, he's the best player at his position, we needed him. That, I mean, like, I get it. You're laying out all these other things, but again, it comes back to, Mike, can he play? Jesse Bates can help this team win football games. And if he makes other guys around him better, we said this, then the secondary is going to be a lot better as a whole, as a group.
Right. And Jesse Bates impressed us when we spoke to them. The guy, I mean, the dude's a leader. Guy's a tough guy, plays run support, also good in coverage. He's a better – look, he's a better piece than you've had in safety in years for this team. You know, we got to go back to when Keanu Neal was healthy, right? Going back to, like, his first
100?
Before you ran him out of town.
Come on,
so,
man.
In this case –
by the way, did you see he was talking with – who is he talking with? Oh, I think he was talking with the Cowboys or something like that.
Right.
I think it was. I don't know.
I mean, I saw Dan Quinn talking to Nick Saban at the Alabama Pro Day on Friday.
Yeah.
And needless to say, there's a bunch of guys who look good in a Cowboys uniform or in a Falcons uniform for that matter. But, yeah, I just – this team has certainly spent in the right areas. You could argue that we've made the right moves. It was never the edge rush draft that our free agent class would have people going crazy. But you've addressed every need, Carl. And, you know, maybe a guy like Caden Ellis will surprise some people. You know, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that signing, so we'll see what he can do.
No doubt. All right, guys, more on the Falcons coming up at 5 in the Falcon Report. More on our Hawks as well. But when we come back, it's time for Yeah Man, No Man with Turtle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. Yeah. You know, we talk a lot about our star and Trae Young. The Cavaliers have clinched their playoff spot. And just looking at this, Donovan Mitchell's first six seasons in the NBA, playoffs, 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 playoffs. That's why they made the trade for Donovan Mitchell. And the Cavaliers are back in the playoffs. I said this, Mike. We caught them at the right time last year.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to get in this play-in tournament or how this thing's going to shake out. But I'm willing to tell you guys right now, Cavaliers are in a better spot than we are.
And we'll talk more about it later in the show. But a lot of guys hit us up on social media feeling that, like, at some point the worm is going to turn. And I'm just still coming back to your record says you are what you are. It took LeBron and Dwayne Wade almost a full year, Carl, to come. We're not comparing the Hawks to that, okay? You should still be able to figure out a guy moving without the ball and a point guard with the ball. But they haven't figured that out on this team.
All right. More to get to coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Georgia receives the highest vote. We will explain. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
All right, Turtle, what's going on,
hey,
man? How was your weekend?
Hey, it was great.
How was the auto show?
Yeah, Abe Gordon and I did a nice little 4.5-hour broadcast from the Atlanta International Auto Show. We got to see some very, very cool whips, as the kids like to say.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because there was a whole section in the back of classic cars.
Ooh.
So what was the car that made you fall in love with cars?
I'll jump in. You first.
No, go ahead, because there's more than one. But go ahead. No.
My dad's 1970 Olds 442. I did a segment on caffeine and octane for that at the show that was up at Perimeter Mall.
Has that come out yet?
Yeah, you can find it on their website. It reairs every now and again. But, yeah, that's the car. I mean, my grandfather took me to the New York Auto Show, Corvette. I've been a Corvette guy since I was 5 years old. But just, yeah, man, love ragtops, Carl. Ragtops and seeing them up close and personal, shiny, or driving in them, that just put the hooks in me.
Yeah. Mine was the classic Chevelle.
Mm.
My dad didn't have one, but there was one of my uncles who had one. I don't know what he did for a living, pimp. And he had one, and it was just tight. And he'd roll up, and he'd be like, damn! It was just like, I want that!
Right.
And if I could find one, somebody's going to call me white, right? If I could find one, I might buy one today. If I could find a classic, I'm telling you.
I can get you one. I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Oh, those are so sweet,
man. I was looking, actually, real quick. I know we're going to hijack your segment, but it's Squid Billy. I found my dad's old 442. After he passed away, it was sold at an auto auction. At the time, I didn't have enough money to afford multiple cars. And so it's in Kansas City.
The actual car?
The car, my dad's car is still on the road, and I haven't reached out to the guy yet, but I know you can check it down to the VIN and register. It's like a Carfax type thing. You know, the car's out there on the road still.
Interesting. Yeah, Chris, that's...
Random guy in Kansas City, watch out. Mike Bell's coming for you.
Do you, did you go back to that classic area? Were you, like, in love?
So, you know what I saw for the first time ever? An original Bumblebee yellow Hummer.
The first one
ever they had on display there.
Oh, really?
That was awesome to see.
Oh, like the old school Hummer?
The first one ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the coolest one.
I remember when those came out and you'd see them on the road and it was like a tank, right? On the road, and
that's what
like,
that one looked like, an actual tank.
Yeah, it's huge.
By the way, what's the statute of limitations for injuries and accidents? I guess it was like 10 years, 20 years.
What happened?
No, I took the mirror off the 790 The Zone Hummer back in in 2001, and I got it fixed at my buddy's body shop, and no one was the wiser. I got the whole thing done basically in about a week's time. Salsa never found out.
Well, now he knows. Chris, the auto show was cool. A lot of folks down there, though?
Oh, it was absolutely packed, and loved to meet and greet with all the listeners there. I did feel bad, though. We talked about this on the off-air podcast this morning with Mike Conti. Cheap plug, get that wherever you get your podcasts. There was one elderly lady. I felt so bad. She did not understand the concept that we were doing a live radio show, and she had to go to the bathroom very badly. So she came up to Abe and I and was trying to gesture to get us to tell her where the restroom was, and she did not understand that we were doing a live radio show.
She thought that they were some form of, like, the information desk.
So eventually Eric, the engineer, had to come over and sort of shoo her away.
Okay.
I hope she found the bathroom.
I was going to say.
Like the name, but the Hawks-Knicks game you were at, and the guy that came over in, like, the sunglasses on indoors, which is sign one, you're up. Anyway, and then asked us, like, in the middle of the broadcast,
he
yo, where did Andrew bat?
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, I'm on the radio, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, he sure did.
The analogy I made to Mike this morning on the podcast was she looked about to be on the 17th hole out of 18 in terms of desperation and having to go. She had to go. Luckily, the bathroom was right around the corner. So shout out to her. Hope she found it.
I hope so, too.
All right.
Are you on the radio? I've got a problem with my bladder.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly how it went. So
you got to go.
Mike, Carl, he's broken.
Who?
Well, Luka Doncic. And you know who broke him?
Who?
Kyrie Irving.
Uh-oh.
The Mavs are 7-12 in 19 games since Irving joined the Mavs, and just 3-7 when the supposed dynamic duo plays together. This was Luka after the game over the weekend, an L, by the way, and he sounds defeated.
Is this as frustrated as you've been?
I mean, yeah. It's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me. I'm just being out there. I used to have really fun smiling on court. But it's just been so frustrating for a lot of reasons, not just basketball.
Is he crying?
What the hell?
Is he crying?
He was despondent is the word that I would use after that game.
They are, sitting on the outside of the play-in tournament. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year without Kyrie, by the way.
Correctamundo.
And they may miss the playoffs this year.
Right.
So
Rick Carlisle got fired.
He did. And so you have every reason to believe that he is his first. They're 14 games out of first place. That ain't happening. But the fact is that they're not even good enough with one of the best players in the league to be in the play-in. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about. Like, all these games matter. If somehow we find a way to blow it and we don't end up in the play-in tournament, right, you're potentially talking about Luka and Trey having the same conversation right now about where their careers are. You know, the highs of highs being in the Eastern Conference Finals for us.
Right.
The Western Conference Finals for him last year. And then all of a sudden now potentially both struggling to get back into the playoffs. I get it, Luka. I do. But you say this is all Kyrie's fault.
Well, if you look at what happened, it's not just the record. Luka is sad. He's just a sad little puppy now.
I don't want to invoke Trey here. I'm going to keep this aside from Trey. But there are some – you can draw some similarities. You kind of pointed out, too. Both, had trips to the conference finals. General manager, coach not there anymore. Actually, two coaches here. But the fact that both guys – in the case of Luka – It's really an immaturity thing. I think you see it. And Jason Kidd basically called him out on that. It was back before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So here's a guy with all the skill set. And it just – you begin to wonder, what is the high watermark for him going to be the Western Conference Finals? I mean, this guy's got to win a championship. I mean, Trey's got to win a championship. I mean, we're talking about the guy supposed to be the biggest stars in the sport. And again, some of the events are beyond their control. But Kyrie going there was supposed to be – should have been the most dynamic half court we've ever seen.
Yeah.
You'd think, even with the pieces they had to send to Brooklyn.
Well, this is why he won't be there next year. He's not going to sign a long-term deal to stay there. It's just –
he doesn't just drive everybody crazy.
Well
– And Luka has now reached his breaking point to Chris's point.
So, it was – the Brooklyn Nets didn't want to pay him and respect him, the $200 million he was asking for, which was crazy. And so now he goes to the Mavs, right? And the idea is they're not any better off. And can you play with another star like this? Well, this particular star he can't play with. It doesn't seem that way. And so, Mike, why would you stay? And then it brings up the question, all right, so then obviously he's going to end up in L.A. with LeBron next year, right, if LeBron plays again, and I think he is. But this is something, Chris, to your point about Luka, he is sad because he's not having fun. He was having fun prior to the Kyrie trade, even with the team that he had that people said, oh, they can't win a championship. You traded those pieces. See, this is the chemistry thing. You traded those pieces away. You've changed the makeup of your team, and now you're still losing.
All right, last one real quick. Quite frankly, Carl.
Quite frankly.
He's been called out. Stephen A. has been called out by one Dan Le Batard.
Oh.
Dan Le Batard had Stephen A. Smith on his podcast over the weekend, and they talked about a lot of things. But most importantly, Dan Le Batard accused Stephen A. Smith of ruining sports TV. Take a listen.
Who the hell are you to sit up there and say me and him? What about you? Where the hell were you living under a rock, teaching at Miami U? You were part of it, too.
I'm talking,
you ain't innocent.
I'm talking about all the imitators that you have birthed. All of the imitators that are all over the place thinking, without the journalism credentials, that the point of all this is to turn it into an argument on television.
Well, I would take umbrage at what you're saying in this regard, Dan. Those people who don't have a journalism background, who don't exercise journalistic ethics and beyond, how are we responsible for that when our background is based on that? Skip Bayless was a journalist for decades. I was a journalist for decades. We come on television, and those ethics are applicable.
So, yeah, man, no man has Stephen A. ruined sports television.
Wow.
I mean, like, he makes the argument, but here's the thing. Yes, you had all the credentials, and then you go on television. The only thing missing are clown shoes and a funny nose. Because all the things that got you to this point, like Skip Bayless is the same thing. He just becomes a cartoonish sort of parody of the person he was 10 or 20 years ago. But it's become this amped up, high octane, you know, manufactured argument that you see almost every day on those morning shows that some people can't get enough of.
I don't put this, Chris, on those guys because the way ESPN used to hire, and I'm going to say ESPN before Fox and Fox One and all this stuff, they wanted to have credible names. So they went out and got the best guys. He's right. He was a legitimate journalist for the Philadelphia for 15 years. Skip wrote for the Dallas Morning News and et cetera. He's right. So they went. They did the same thing for baseball. Problem is now the guys that they're bringing in this imitation thing that I think Levitard is talking about is these guys are from. They're not from that world. So I do agree kind of with Stephen A. about the integrity of the journalism stuff. Mike and I talk about this. I say this all the time. You can put anything you want on social media right now and anybody can run with it. There is no integrity or journalistic integrity anymore, journalism integrity. I kind of agree with him on that. But that was the goal. They've kind of gone away from that. And now you know who they're hiring? You've got 50 million followers, and you need to be on TV, and I hope you're good.
Right. I mean, it's Pat McAfee has carved out that niche because people just connect with sort of the outlandish thing, and that's cool. I mean, one thing about our show is we don't sit there in the morning and go, Carl, let's argue about this, and you take this side, and I take that side. If we have an argument, it's organically happened, and maybe we need to be screaming at each other. That's why in our show intro it says, maybe we should do what everyone else does. That's not the way we operate. But some people, that's their idea of entertainment. I just think it's Carl. It's like Chris Berman. He was that guy, the working yes. class hero driving yes. ESPN until he got the big fat head and he believed his own BS. And I think that happens to a lot of people in this industry.
All right, man. Great job, Turtle, as always. Coming up, we're going to talk about how and why Georgia received the most votes. What are we talking about? You'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!